It is time for yet another visit to the land of Latin alternative music with Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras. They are the hosts of NPR's Alt Latino. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
So, Jasmine, you are not in the studio with us. You are talking to us remotely from Mexico City. How'd you get that gig? What are you doing down there?
I'm just exploring some music down here. The music scene in Mexico City is probably one of the bigger scenes in Latin America. Someone a few nights ago told me, you know, if you want to make it in the Latin music industry, first you have to make it in Mexico.
So, Felix, while Jasmine has been south of the border, you've been holding the fort down, toiling away in our nation's capital.
That's right.
So, what has made its way to your desk recently in terms of musical discoveries?
Okay, just a few weeks ago, we had a first listen by an artist by the name of Andrea Echeverri. Cuando yo sea chiquita, she is the co-leader of a band called Aterciopelados from Colombia. She has a new album out called Ruiseñora. And in this album, I hear her coming into her own on the level of iconic singers like Mercedes Sosa, Chavela Vargas, strong women of substance, style, and emotional impact. And this track is called Cuando Sea Chiquita. La vida será un juego. Ante mis ojos todo aparecerá como nuevo a cualquier reto.
All right, Felix, I understand this next track is a little bit different.
This couldn't be more different. Okay. All right. Even Jasmine doesn't know about this one yet.
Okay.
Okay. I got a CD in the mail.
So scared.
Oh, no. Check it out.
More kids songs.
No. Hardly. Oh, no. I got an album in the mail from a group called the Meridian Brothers. They're from Colombia. They aren't brothers, and there's only one guy. Okay. His name is Elvis Alvarez. And this album, which is called Devoción, is a collection of the music that he made as Meridian Brothers. And, you know, it reminds me of like cumbia meets Sun Ra meets Frank Zappa meets John Cage. Yeah, no, I really love this record.
Oh, my God.
No, check it out. This track is called El Jazz de Chupa Sangre, the Bloodsucker Jazz.
Psychedelic, Felix.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I just love it. The whole album is,
Felix,
is like this.
Is that you? Did you just make that up and if that's you?
No.
I dig it.
The whole album is like this. I think you'd really dig this record.
Speaking of something different, Jasmine, you have a track by an Argentine TV comedian turned electronica artist. Is that right?
Juana Molina is. I first became acquainted with her when I was a kid, and she had this like comedy variety show, which was hilarious, and it was really out there, like feminist and rad. And so, yeah, she recently dropped a new single called "Eras" or You Were, and it's the song is kind of like about really waiting for someone and then they just kind of don't come through.
Awesome bass line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's something almost Philip Glass about her music sometimes,
right?
Because the way she layers on these repetitive music lines Big fan of hers as well. Good stuff, Jazz.
I love it. Well, thanks to you both. It's been so long since we talked. I'm glad to have both of you back on the show.
Yay.
Jasmine Garz and Felix Contreras, they are the hosts of NPR's Alt Latino. It's a weekly podcast you can subscribe to, by the way, on their website, npr.org/altlatino. Thanks, you guys. See you next time.
Thank you.
So much fun. Thank you.
Did you really say rad? Did you?
I'm from California.
Did you? Oh my God.
I'm from California.
I can't believe you said rad.
Totally Rad. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.